This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 14th. I'm Paul Plack. An advisory group has reportedly concluded that if NASA's Constellation program is going to get humans to the moon or Mars, it will take a lot more money than the Obama administration wants to budget. Christopher Hart has been sworn in as the newest member of the National Transportation Safety Board. It's his second time around. He served on the board from 1990 through 93. The U.S. Transportation Department's Office of Inspector General is criticizing the FAA for spending stimulus funds to build airports to nowhere. Two Alaska towns with a combined population of 826 people are sharing more than $28 million in airport improvement grants. Vans has released the power plant subkit for the RV12, the final portion of its ELSA kit. A complete plane will cost a total of $59,335. Centurion has named Near East Aviation as its 30th distributor worldwide for the engines formerly known as T-Alert. The U.S. Navy and two companies say they've successfully demonstrated a small-scale biodiesel production scheme that would allow hundreds of small fuel plants to be operated from a centralized remote control point. The U.S. Air Force has picked Lackland Air Force Base in Texas as the permanent home of its new cyber ops unit, the 24th Air Force. U.S. Airways and Delta have swapped some landing spots, giving U.S. Airways new opportunities in Japan and Brazil and allowing Delta to expand service from the New York metro. And Continental Airlines CEO Larry Kellner apologized in USA Today for the 7-hour tarmac stranding of passengers aboard an ExpressJet regional flight in Rochester, Minnesota last weekend. Judging by the comments posted afterward on the paper's blog site, nobody's buying it. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, hear new FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt's take on airline pilot work rules, user fees, and whether private pilots really need FAA medicals. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.